Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
To make you want me, now wait a minute. In my heart and soul to you, and I did not always treat you good, and I did not.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The state of California is suing President Trump. State Attorney General Rob Bonta.
I, in partnership with Governor Gavin Newsom, are suing President Trump and asking the court to set aside the president's unlawful action federalizing the California National Guard.
He says the state's sovereignty was trampled by Trump ordering National Guard troops to get a hold on LA protests this weekend. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
The governor has said that there was no effort by the Trump administration to coordinate with California or Los Angeles officials, and that in fact it's done more harm than good to call out the National Guard.
I'm Stacey Lynn at the White House. After returning from Camp David, the president stopped to talk briefly with reporters on the South Lawn. He commented on California's governor.
I like Gavin Newsom. He's a nice guy, but he's grossly incompetent.
And was asked who is instigating the chaos in L.A.
People that are causing the problem are professional agitators. They're insurrectionists. They're bad people. They should be in jail.
There are reports of ICE protests happening now from L.A. to New York to Atlanta. President Trump's travel ban against 12 countries began today. It primarily targets countries in Africa and the Middle East. And Trump says it's necessary to preserve national security and prevent terrorism. CBS's Turian Small.
A lot of these places were the target of Donald Trump's ire on the campaign trail. So places like Venezuela, Haiti.
An alarming report is out on kids and guns. Lead study author from Harvard Medical School, Jeremy Faust, says states that have loosened firearm laws since a 2010 Supreme Court case have seen more pediatric gun deaths.
In the permissive and most permissive states, there were 7,400 more pediatric firearm deaths than would have been expected.
It's contained now, but a riot at Tennessee's largest prison has led to a lockdown.
The trouble happened at the Trousdale Turner Correctional Facility in Hartsville, Tennessee, northeast of Nashville. Trousdale County Sheriff Ray Russell says about 100 lawmen responded to the situation.
The county's coming out helping us with this. It means a lot. You know, we're a small county here, and it really helps out a lot, them coming to help us.
The maximum security prison has some 2,500 inmates. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
French President Macron has just said that a Gaza humanitarian blockade is a scandal. Israel sees an aid boat with activists, including Greta Thunberg.
I urge all my friends, family, and comrades to put pressure on the Swedish government to release me and the others.
She put out that pre-recorded message after the boat was halted. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. One person was hospitalized after a house fire yesterday on Indiana Street in Racine. Working smoke alarms went off, allowing an adult, 5 kids, and 2 dogs to get out of the house safely. The fire was quickly contained, with the front porch severely damaged. The cause is under investigation. Kenosha County is in the sights of a Minnesota developer wanting to build housing. The Milwaukee Biz Times reports a developer is looking at putting in 400 affordable units at the northwest corner of 12th Street in Summers. It's a location right next to the Union Pacific Railroad line. UW Parkside is merging its 4 academic colleges into one. It's an effort to save up to $300,000 in administrative costs. The new merged college will be led by a senior vice provost and dean. It's a move to address declining enrollment and financial issues. After an almost 20-year hiatus, the bands are getting back together. Racine's Harbor Fest makes a return this weekend. The Lakeside Festival is set to take over downtown Racine Friday and Saturday. Staples of the past return with live music, food, and more. Proceeds will go to the Racine County Food Bank and Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin. Walworth County gas prices are about a dime cheaper a gallon than they are in Racine and Kenosha counties today. Both of those places are right around the $3 a gallon mark. And tonight, Racine's Community Development Block Grant Advisory Board will discuss federal grants and facility upgrades. Public input is welcome. You can find out more about that advisory board and go deeper at racinecountyi.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers released Jaire. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Green Bay Packers have decided to part ways with Jaire Alexander. ESPN reporting the 28-year-old defensive back was prepared to report to the team's minicamp tomorrow. Jaire Alexander has missed over half the games the past two seasons due to injury. Baseball tonight. The Brewers opening a three-game series at home against the Atlanta Braves. Veteran lefty Chris Sale on the mound for the Braves against Milwaukee's right-hander Aaron Savalier. The Brewers losing 1-0 yesterday to the Padres. Desperate to score a run, Pat Murphy admitted after the game he gambled, putting in a pinch runner in for Rhys Hoskins in the seventh, saying it was a mistake considering Hoskins could have had another at-bat in the ninth.
It's one of those decisions. Seventh, eighth, or ninth, do you pinch run for your slowest guy? It backfired today. It wasn't the right call today, that's for sure.
NBA Finals, the Pacers losing to the Thunder 123-107. Game 3 in Indianapolis Wednesday night with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Surprise! Your expenses this month were way higher than you expected! Also, you forgot to renew your website domain and now you're in a bidding war!
You should see the look on your face!
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Plus, the fridge died in the break room and now everything smells weird!
Right. Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
And cool today with high temperatures reaching the mid-60s and breezy winds out of the west and showers and some storms sparking up this afternoon. Otherwise, tomorrow, a high-pressure system moves in, giving us plenty of sunshine and warmer temperatures in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
Shadow in the city, all around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl, come on and dance all night, despite the heat it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night, just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer. In the city.
my neck getting dirt and gritty. Been down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match head. But now it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. Babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer. In the city, summer, in the city.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, Kurt. How you doing, bud?
Doing all right. Stuart J. Waddles is here. And you and I have talked in the past about the drive down I-65 in Indiana.
Yeah, brother. Yeah, we have.
Okay. I found myself over the weekend going in the other direction. I was in Des Moines over the weekend. And that drive along I-80... super boring.
Well, are at least people consider it? It's like people going to a different world in Indiana where it's, I'm going to sit in the left lane just to spite you.
No, they don't do that.
Well, that's good. Any potholes?
Not too bad.
All right.
There was a fair amount of construction, but I wouldn't say that's potholes. But yeah, they were you know, resurfacing some areas.
So you gave Iowa a try.
There's your Music Man reference.
Provided you are contrary.
Yeah, I know that.
I was in the Music Man in high school.
So was I. So anyway, I was trying to decide which has more wind turbines, I-80 in Iowa or I-65 in Indiana.
I'm sure one of those super smart computers could tell you the answer to that.
Probably if I use the old Google's machine.
Where are you coming down on those things?
Like, do I like them or what do you mean?
Well, I guess I guess from a visual, an aesthetic standpoint, where are you coming down on?
They don't really bother me. And no. I've seen this before. I saw trucks driving and they were carrying the blades for the wind turbines. They must have been building some somewhere. And those things are huge. I mean, you don't realize how big they are until you see them on the back of a flatbed.
Well, I think that's what changes my perspective is when you see them on the back of a flatbed, then you imagine them up in your backyard and you're like your entire view is like thousands of hundreds of these things.
But these are in the middle of Iowa cornfields.
Yeah, there's still people living out there in certain areas.
I don't know. They don't really bother me.
Yeah, I could go either way. It visually, again, you're looking out in the horizon and they look cool and everything. And just maybe the initial, wow, cool, kind of goes away quick if you live there.
I suppose probably, yeah.
Well, I'd like to find out how many things are falling down. Birds getting hit? What's
I don't think that's as big a problem as some people make it out to be.
I would hope not. And I'm sure people did their due diligence in putting them things up.
Yeah, probably. And maybe they have like a deer whistle in there, so, bird whistle or something. I don't keep them away. I don't know. All right, there's Stuart J. Waddles. He keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
The hurting's on me, yeah. And I Radio Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. I want to say a big thank you to everybody who's been texting in our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. We're not done yet. Next keyword coming up in the 4 p.m. hour, and then we'll have keywords for you all throughout this week. It's your chance to win. Let's see, what do we have here? We've got Brewers tickets. We've got $100 bills. We've got the grand prize getaways, which are getaways to the Wisconsin Dells and to Door County. Next keyword coming up in the 4 p.m. hour, and you're going to need the Civic Media app to play. So download it now and good luck. It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest with Civic Media and WRJN.
The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
Hot weather is on the way, so make sure that you're cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling today to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, just $59, and the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that you're in tip-top shape for the hot weather ahead. They're your one-stop shop. Call them today at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001. Or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Tired of living with pain? Pope Family Chiropractic believes your body deserves to feel its best naturally. They offer fast and effective relief for headaches, sciatica, back pain, and can also give you a complete care plan to address a wide range of symptoms. Pope Family Chiropractic accepts most insurances, but also offers cash discounts for uninsured or high deductibles. Stop by to book your same-day appointment at Pope Family Chiropractic, located at 414 6th Street, downtown Racine, or look them up at drpope.net. Relief is just a call away.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
This Father's Day, start the morning right with hot coffee, fresh donuts, and Dad by your side. It's Donuts with Dad at Just Brew It in Union Grove from 8 till noon while supplies last. Enjoy delicious donuts, fresh brewed coffee, and quality time with the guy who's always been there. Start a new family tradition. Bring Dad, bring the family, and make this Father's Day one to remember. Fresh, local, timeless. Just Brew It. Donuts with Dad. This Father's Day from 8 till noon in downtown Union Grove.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
local news and timeless hits, WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. If you are high strung and looking for a way to relieve stress, researchers say the card game Bridge can help. Eh, you say bridge, I say strip poker, whatever.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
Well, since you put me down, I've been up doing in my head.
local news, timeless hits, the Beach Boys on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. A lot of us at this point in our lives are dealing with the care of older adults. And tomorrow morning on the Don Rosen Morning Show, you can hear Don talk with Anthony Elson of Parkview Gardens, and they'll discuss assisted living. But now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Gateway is getting some grant money from the governor. Gateway Technical College is among the recipients of nearly $10 million in state workforce development grants. The governor announced that funding today. The roughly $600,000 in funding locally will help the Southeastern Wisconsin Workforce Development Board offer CNC boot camps and CDL classes. People in the programs will also get paid work experience and support services like childcare and transportation. One person was hospitalized after a house fire yesterday on Indiana Street in Racine. Working smoke alarms went off, allowing an adult, five kids, and two dogs to get out of the house safely. The fire was quickly contained, with the front porch severely damaged. The cause is under investigation. There's an effort underway to redo report cards. Lisa Hale has more.
The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has established a new committee that will be responsible for reviewing and setting new state report card standards. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley has recently faced criticism from some Republican and Democratic lawmakers over the post-pandemic testing standards, which they feel are too low. The committee will include over two dozen members from education backgrounds and will begin meeting next month. The identities of the members chosen for the committee have not yet been released.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
What would your community be like without UW-Madison? The UW is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
Mostly cloudy and cool today, with high temperatures reaching the mid-60s and breezy winds out of the west and showers and some storms sparking up this afternoon. Otherwise, tomorrow, a high-pressure system moves in, giving us plenty of sunshine and warmer temperatures in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
KTR Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Hello, Georgia.
Hi, good to see you today.
Georgia Hall is here, and she's the organizer of the Music and More concert series, and we've got another one coming up this Thursday, don't we?
Yes, we do. On June 12th, it'll be our second concert of the 10-week series. We run through August 7th every Thursday at noon at First Presbyterian Church in Racine.
And what's on the lineup this Thursday?
Well, the first act is a contemporary a cappella group of 10 students. They're from UW Parkside, and they call themselves Parkside Range.
Okay. You know, I have to tell you, I'm partial to a cappella music. That's what I sang when I was in high school, so this is right up my alley.
I hope to see you that time.
I hope so.
And then the second act is Monty Bedford. He's coming from Minneapolis. He'll be playing oboe, and he's going to be accompanied on a piano by Fumi Nakayama. The Bedford duo toured three times throughout Europe. That was Monty on oboe with his mother, Fran Bedford. And some of your listeners have probably been to Bedford Hall at Parkside.
Sure. Yeah.
That was designed and paid for by Fran Bedford.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, Fran plays the harpsichord. And then the last act is going to be a five-piece folk rock band called Waiting for Eddie. That's Mark Paffraff, Gordon Smith, Eddie Muniz, Steve Como, and Noel Crowder.
And for those who are unfamiliar with the Music and More concert series, these are every Thursday throughout the summer. It's during the noon hour.
It's 1 hour. There are three different acts each hour, so it's short attention span theater type things. Everybody gets 18 minutes to play, so if you don't like something, the next act's going to turn you on. There's no charge to attend, but donations will be accepted, and this year they're going to benefit Racine Literacy Council and Healthcare Network.
Yeah, that's what I always love about these concerts is at the end of the year, you have a big check presenting ceremony.
We do. Yeah. We usually are able to give $2,000 to each agency, so that's just through, you know, the donations as people go out, they put money in the basket and we add it up after all the concerts and then we distribute it in August.
All right. Music and More this Thursday at noon, First Presbyterian Church, downtown Racine. Parking, there's some parking in the parking lot, I know.
Some in the church lot. Then there's more parking next door behind Living Light Community Center. And if you want to park on the street, you need to bring some quarters.
And if you're like me and you like a cappella music, this sounds like a good way to spend a lunch hour on Thursday.
That would be fun. We have lots of fun on Thursday, so come on down.
All right, Georgia Hall, organizer of the Music and More concert series, First Presbyterian Church in Racine this Thursday at noon. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
In a little cafe, just the other side.
So strong, come a little bit closer.
Dog Night, Joy to the World, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. I was just looking at the forecast for the next couple of days. Temperatures in the 70s, sunshine the next couple of days. I like the sound of that. You know what it sounds like to me? Sounds like a really good opportunity to head to Racine's North Beach and check out the Beachside Oasis. They've got all sorts of activities going on there throughout the summer. And in between some of the live music they'll have and some of the other activities, you're going to hear our timeless hits. So pack up the lawn chairs, be sure to slather on some sunscreen, big floppy hat maybe, head down to North Beach and check out the Beachside Oasis with our timeless hits and WRJN.
Visit the Milwaukee County Zoo this summer to enjoy so many species of connection. Home to more than 2,200 animals and over 340 species, kids can dig into dinos at the zoo's summer exhibit. At Exploration Dinosaur, presented by Meyer, you'll unearth the past and explore prehistoric bones, teeth, and more from mighty dinosaurs like T-Rex and Triceratops. It's an exciting, hands-on adventure with life-size dinos. Exploration Dinosaur is open daily through October 5th. Learn more at MilwaukeeZoo.org.
Looking to upgrade your home without breaking the bank? Come to Racine Liquidators for top brand appliances at unbeatable prices. Offering everything from refrigerators and stoves to washers, dryers, and small kitchen gadgets. All products have factory warranties ensuring quality and peace of mind. Layaway and easy financing options are available to suit your budget, plus convenient delivery right to your doorstep. Visit Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Located at 2000 Lathrop Avenue in Racine. Racine Liquidators, where quality meets affordability.
Four Saints Family Festival this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on the St. Rita Grounds, 4339 Douglas Avenue in Racine. Free entry, free parking, free entertainment. Everything else you have to pay for.
Soak up the sun and turn up the fun at the Lanes on 20. Kids bowl for free through Labor Day. Stop in, sign up, and bring the whole family for a summer packed with strikes, spares, and smiles.
Yes!
Pair it with some solid wings, burgers, and barbecue from Racine's Best Kept Secret, Angry Brothers Pub. And don't miss unbeatable food and tasty beverage specials during Brewers broadcasts, the Racine Raiders Roundup, and game day gatherings. Come for the bowling, stay for the party at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Time to add some serious sound to your vinyl collection. Time and Again Music has the albums you seek. Over 10,000 titles in stock, from rock and soul to jazz, country, and R&B. Don't miss the buy one, get one free bargain section. Double the vinyl, double the vibes. Time and Again Music on Highway 11 in Sturtevant, where great music and good times never go out of style.
Hey everybody, Ray Zirkle here from Time and Again Music. We'll be at Harborfest this Friday and Saturday, bringing along a great selection of vinyl for you to peruse. Hope to see you there.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
WRJN. I can't let you do this. Let you walk away. Girl, how can I live through this? When you're all I wake up for each day. All my soul and my heart, you know I got to do this.
I can't make it without you. And I'm telling you, honey, you're my reason for laughing, for crying, for living, and for dying.
WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Plus, I'm going to have another keyword for you in our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest. Keep it here.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy. And let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands
to show you everyone is the time of the season for loving.
What's your name?
Your daddy. Who's your daddy?
Be rich. Is he rich like me? Has he taken any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for.
Rich like me,
has he taken any time
to show you what you need to live,
tell it to me slowly,
tell you why,
I really want to know, it's the time of the season for love.
We'll be right back. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. California is suing the Trump administration for deploying National Guard troops to the streets of L.A. The governor and state attorney general call the move illegal.
California Attorney General Rob Bonta says the president and defense secretary not only overreacted.
Trump and Hegseth jumped from zero to 60.
He says the law they invoked doesn't apply to the situation and only made things worse.
Let's be very clear. There was no risk of rebellion, no threat of foreign invasion, no inability for the